I'm Diana Mason, one of the producers of HealthCetera, and I'm pleased today to be speaking with Eli Kasindi Kabolulu, who is a registered nurse and deputy president of the Democratic Republic of Congo Nursing Association and coordinator of an NGO or non-governmental organization working in the challenging and insecure circumstances of the East Congo at Beni, North Kivu. I met Eli in September at the International Council of Nurses Global Nursing Leadership Institute, where I was one of the faculty. And he emailed me last week and shared with me that rebels who were based in Uganda had attacked a village just 30 kilometers away from him and had attacked a health center and taken supplies and killed 7 people. And we wanted to talk today about what is going on and how the healthcare workers are responding, how the people of Congo are responding, and how we all might think about this situation. So, Eli, thank you so much for joining us on HealthCetera today.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
So, let's start with, tell us about the conflict that's going on in East Congo. Who is fighting and what are they fighting for? We don't hear anything about this in the United States. And when I Googled it and tried to search the internet, there is very little information on what is going on in the Congo. So tell us about what is happening and who the rebels are and what the conflict is about.
Okay, do you know that since 1985, President Museveni took the power in Uganda and he defeated the troop army of Idi Amin, and the army of Idi Amin crossed the border and entered in Congo. And after this, the group army of Idi Amin were living in Congo with all the population without problem. But two years ago, the army of Congo began to fight the group army of Idi Amin. And since two years ago, the group army of Idi Amin started to attack now the people. Every month they are killing the people. Like in August, they killed 15 people here in Beni. And at the end of the last month, they come to the village called the Oicha, at the health center of Kitebia, and they start looting the health center, and they killed 7 persons, and they kidnapped 10 persons, including 7 children. And today, you're understanding?
Yes, they killed children too.
Yeah, and 5 children are in the bush, and we don't know where they are, and they we don't know. Till today, we don't know where they are in the bush. Yeah.
Who's in the bush?
The child. They have kidnapped 10. Yeah, 7 children are in the bush with the river. But since the beginning of the conflict, almost 2,000 people have been killed. And more than 1,000 have been kidnapped. Till today, we don't know where they are. Yeah.
So you sent me, you told me about this last week, and what are people in your village thinking about? What are their concerns? I would think they're worried that the rebels will attack them.
What did you do? Can you repeat again, please?
Yes. Can you talk about how you and other healthcare workers in your village, in your area, how they are feeling? How do they feel?
How the people are feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yes, how do they feel?
The people, okay, the people have feel the beauty and they are wandering. They come in the secure area, like in Bentown and Oicha. They have left the room and they are living in Beni and the Oicha, just through 4 ways they can live safely. Yeah.
So I would imagine you fear for your safety, for your own life and your family.
My wife, my life and my family here at Beni, we are just living with in this insecure area, just.
In a secure
because, in a secure area. I and my family are living in a secure area, but we are just going to try to do our best. We are saving many people who are flying from the building, who are coming in the town, and we are just, and us and other if care, if worker, we are just trying to help them to track the children who are wandering in the city, to assist the with wife, and to try to do what we can for assistance, yeah.
So, do you worry about your health center being attacked or your secure area being attacked?
You say?
Do you worry about your area not being secure, about your area being attacked?
Yeah. I am worried because every day the river can enter in the town because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. Every day we are don't know what will happen tomorrow because the river are working around the town. We don't know what day they can get in the town. Yeah.
So what do people need to know? How can people help? Is there anything that people can do to help?
Yeah, the people need the medical assistance, and we need to support the children to school because the children, the government children, who are wandering in the city without assistance. We are just looking for if we can get a fund that we can help us to make a proposal project, so that we can assist with medicine and the children to get to school. Yeah.
And so, is the United Nations there?
Yeah. There is international here at Beni.
Yeah.
And we are expecting the member of the Security Council will come here next week.
Next week.
And yeah, they went to Kinshasa and they will come here at Beni next week.
And will they help to bring medicines and supplies?
Yes. If we can get the medicine, it will be very, very welcome because the people need the medicine.
Yes.
Many people are well-rounded and they need to be the health care because, okay, we need medicine, we need the support for the children who are wandering in the city, for getting them to school, yeah.
So are the children who are in the city, do they not have parents and
children?
Hello? Can you hear me, Ellie?
Yeah.
So do the children who are wandering in the city, do they not have families? Are their parents not living?
Yeah. Oh, because many parents were killed.
Killed.
Were killed. Many parents were killed, and the children are wandering in the city. We are just looking for assistance to help them because they have no parent, and the other parent have no possibility to support the children. The parent have no money, have no food to give to the children. I'm wandering in the city,
Now, is there a non-governmental organization that you feel people need to contact or provide donations to support, bring in support for the children?
Can you repeat again?
Yes. So, is there an organization that we need to support, to make a donation to, that will bring support to the children?
If here, there is some organization we are trying to do, but they are not helping all the children. They are helping only someone, but all the children not. Because many children are wondering, because many parents were killed, many parents have no garden, many parents have no money to support the children, and they are wandering in the city, and we are just looking for if we can get someone who can give assistance to the children, and don't know if we can find someone who can help out in such a way. I think that would be good,
Well, Ellie, it sounds like a really difficult situation, and it's really startling, it's mind-boggling to know the Congo has such rich resources in minerals that but is considered one of the poorest countries in the world. Do you fear for your safety, for your life?
I don't know. I am just supporting because I know many people are leaving this area and going somewhere. Evacuating their family to stay in other town in away from here.
Well, Ellie, I thank you for sharing this information with our listeners, and I hope that you will be safe.
Thank you.
Please keep us informed on what's going on, and we'll try to share it on HealthCetera.
Thank you.
So I've been talking with Ellie Kasindi Kabululu. He is a nurse and deputy president of the Democratic Republic of Congo Nursing Association and coordinator of an NGO working in the challenging and insecure circumstances of East Congo. Ellie, what is the name of this NGO that you work for? What is the name of the organization you work for?
The organization is Medical Team of Volunteer.
Medical Team of Volunteer. Well, I wish you well. Please take care of yourself and be safe, and your family safe.
Okay, thank you.